The Alte Rebbe in Egeres HaKedesh Simen Yudches is explaining or describing two kinds of love. The first is Ahava B'Tainugim, a love of pleasure that cannot be attained through any human effort, but is given from above, and it is given to those who have worked hard and have attained the level, a full measure of Yiras Hashem, a fear of God, and then the love comes to join the fear. That's the higher level love, Ahava B'Tainugim. In today's Shia, the Alter Rebbe describes the second level. The Hasheni Si Ahava V'Taivo Shahanefesh Mis'ave V'Eheves V'Chafetza L'Dovka B'Hashem. The second kind of love is a love that is a desire, where the soul desires and loves and wants to cleave to God. And it's one of the interpretations of the Ahavta Hashem Elokecha is that you should love that God should be your God. And in that sense, love means a desire for something. Not the pleasure that comes from having something, from a state that is already attained, achieved, but rather wanting something that is not yet. So, V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha is to want that God should be your God, that you should feel how God is your God. So this is the second level of Ahava, the lower level love, which is a longing and a want, a desire to cleave to God. Litzre b'tzrei rachayim, to wrap oneself in the source of life, v'kirvas elikim tevla me'ed, because the closeness to God is very precious and very good for the soul, ubei tachbeit, and that's why it desires and wants that closeness. And it feels very bad to be separated or distanced from God, God forbid. How does one get far from God? To have a separation, a curtain created from unholiness that separates, an iron curtain that separates one from God. The Avazu, he musteres belev klal Yisrael afilu b'rishayim. And this love is concealed, exists within the heart of every Jew, including also the wicked and the sinful. U'mimeno, and from this love that every Jew has in his heart, bo'lohem hachazoto, the wicked experience feelings of regret that are genuine, because it comes from this love that every Jew has for God and the inability to be separated from God, the pain that comes from any separation. So because of their sins, they are separated from God, and that arouses this love that they feel to cause pangs of regret in the sinful. Ah, mipnei shehi musteres v'ne'elom o b'bechinas golus b'guv, but because it is concealed and hidden, as if in exile within the body, hare haklipa yichelo lishvet aleho, that's why the klipa is able to overcome it, and even though he feels a feeling of regret, he doesn't necessarily stop sinning. Because the klipa, the unholiness, affects the love, blocks it, so that it can't cause a change in the person's behavior. V'zehu ruach shtus hamachti la'odam, and that is the insanity that causes a person to sin. The alkein aveda sa'odam l'keinei, and therefore the aveda of the average Jew, the way that he serves his Creator, he lehischazik ulehisgabir ala klipa bakel mikel keu, is to struggle and overcome the unholiness, the klipa, completely, totally, thoroughly. Which means the steps through which this is accomplished is that at first he displaces the unholiness from his body completely. In other words, he does not permit the klipa to have access to the body. That whatever the klipa feels, the animal soul feels, whatever the animal soul says, but it cannot and will not do what it intends. The thought, the speech, and the deed that involves the body, the mind to think and the tongue to speak and the limbs to act, this is immediately off limits to the animal soul, that the first step is that the thinking and the speaking and the doing are not available to the unholiness and not available to the animal soul. The achakach, then a second step would be yuchal gamkin laheitzi memazgit osir b'chezek yad, he may be able to take out of imprisonment the prisoner by being strong-handed with a strong arm. It means to be strong of heart. To reveal that hidden love, that it should be felt and experienced in all parts of the nefesh, all parts of the soul, as they are contained or clothed within the body. I know. Which means, primarily in the understanding and in the thought of the mind, that the understanding, the mind, should be constantly engaged in the understanding of God, how God is the source of all life in general, and how he is the source of his neshama, the life of his neshama, specifically, and therefore he would long and desire to be cleaving to God and to be close to God, kesef tivi, with a natural yearning. Once he understands and he is focused on the fact that God is his life, he will therefore want to cleave to God naturally. Kiben hakesev liyish tamedei tel aviv, like a child who constantly desires to be near his father. And like a fire that is constantly rising upwards by its very nature, because it wants to go back to its source. It is drawn by its source and therefore rises to its source, even though it would mean giving up its own existence. And the more diligent he is in containing this thought in his mind, this yearning, koho yizgaber v'yispashet kesev ze gam b'piv, u'becholei vadov, the yearning will spread from the mind, from the thought, into his mouth and into all parts of the body, lasig b'teiro mitzreis, and that will bring him to engage in the study of teiro, which is with the mouth, and in the doing of mitzvahs, which is the rest of the body, l'dovko behem b'hashem mamish, through which he can cleave to God literally. Through the mitzvahs you cleave to God. Because Torah and God are one, cleaving to the Torah, to the mitzvahs, is cleaving to God. And this yearning, when it is totally revealed, it says, "Tzomah nafshi." Concerning that love, it says in Pasuk, "My soul thirsts to God." Like a person thirsting for water, but he has no pleasure, he's experiencing no pleasure because he doesn't yet have the water. Also, concerning this yearning and this love that is hidden within us, we plead with God that God should help us to be able to release that love from its imprisonment, so that the heart should be filled with this love exclusively and feel no other love, and the competitor should not come into the house. Shehi taivas elam hazeh, the competitor is the desire and the pleasure of worldly things, worldly desires. Rakshati yehi akeres habayis limshel b'tzadasa. But rather, the love for God should become the mistress of the home. She should be in charge of the home being the person, and that she should rule over the other, over the competitor, and to be able to chase out the other, the competitor, at least from the thought, speech, and deed, if not from the intellect and emotion. Even though he won't be able to displace her completely from his heart, from the emotions, but at least from thought, speech, and deed, he should be able to, the love for God should be in control and be able to preclude or exclude any thought, speech, and deed that is ungodly. Kol panim ti yehi musteres. At the very least, the animal soul, the other desire, the other love, should at least be hidden and in exile and in servitude to the mistress of the home, who is her master. To use the animal soul, that the godly soul should use the animal soul's love only for things that are beneficial to the godly soul, like eating and drinking that are necessary, as it says, in all your ways you should know God, that the godly soul wants to know God, even through the ways of the animal soul, even through eating and drinking. And to that degree, the godly soul will permit or use the animal soul's love in eating and drinking, in order to attain this b'chol drachecha de'eyu, to know God in all ways. So going back to the pasuk with which the letter began, my yofis, uma na'am tava b'tainugim. How does this explain the pasuk? So the Rebbe Shlita says that the explanation is, this amazement, this wonder, my office, how wonderful, how pleasant, that applies to the Ava B'Tainugim only, because it is behaflo, it is beyond the reach of the average person. And then, the Ava Mesuteres, is without any wonder and awe, because it is within the reach of each person. So instead of being awed by it, we work towards it, we strive for it, at any rate we plead with God to help us attain it, because it is attainable. In the Hayyim Yom, for the 24th of Elul, Chav Dalet Elul, the Rebbe writes, Amo is yedevot was madyehet given atayza. In the past, every word that a chassid heard became to him, was for him, a whole teira. On yede zach was madgizen, and everything that a chassid saw by the Rebbe was a heira in aveda un hadracha. It was they saw it as an instruction in his aveda and in his conduct. He saw it as an education, as a hadracha, as a teaching in how he should behave.